Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. As Bill's rookie minicamp begins today, and today's show is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. It is beautiful outside. I know most of the office is golfing at some point in the next 3 days.
It's a little cooler today, but take it.
But yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I got the kind of quarter zip short combo going on.
Yep.
I'm happy.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a great day. Mm-hmm. Let's have ourselves a weekend. Have yourself the weekend you want to, because the weather's going to make that available for you.
This week has also taken forever, by the way.
It has. And I think that you and I said this off air, and I think it made the most sense. I think it feels that way because this is the first week of true off season. Last week here, there was some hoopla.
Yep.
This week, not so much. And therefore, we finally are getting into those interesting days. The beginning of the true off season. Because rookie minicamp doesn't carry as much drama as your normal minicamp if you have storylines. Like the will he, won't he, James Cook sort of thing could be a storyline. I doubt it will. The man put up an Instagram post with him hugging Josh Allen. I think everything's perfectly fine, just like it was always was. Again, that was next year's problem. Always was, always will be, is my prediction. So now that I predicted it, that's going to go haywire.
I think the only rookie minicamp that got a lot of juice to it, first round quarterback pick. I think that's the only one that's going to be like, all right, we got to zero in on this.
Not this year. It's about the third and fifth round quarterbacks that were taking.
Yeah. Cleveland forced themselves to have some juice. That's probably right.
Cleveland made themselves a story for rookie minicamp.
It's probably right.
But
for most years, I think that's right, where unless you have that first-round rookie QB where you're like, okay, this is the franchise guy now. This is who we're dealing with the next, at worst, 2 years.
Yep. But it's going to be the beginning. It's the beginning of the offseason. Minicamp, you'll have stories be created.
Yep.
OTAs, you'll have stories, even those are voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously we will have ourselves that time. Because while everything's going on right now, we still have the buoy of playoffs in the NBA, in the NHL, and they've both been very entertaining so far.
They've been so good, Derek.
They've been so good. And we will talk plenty about them. Because there's something that Jeremy and Nate had this morning that I wanted to put a different flavor of spice into. But I know we're not going to start with that.
No, because you want...
I want to make you cry.
To be rude.
Yes. Today, here I am promoting positivity today, and now I just turn around and go, I'm going to make my friend cry.
Not just you. I'll join him too.
You're with me.
Oh, yeah. His numbers takes are weird.
Yes. So
they're not weird. They're objectively correct.
By the way, we went 4 minutes into the show. He's Zach Jones. I'm Derek Kramer. That's Josh on the board there. I don't know how else to say this other than, man, you got to let people be with the numbers.
Nope.
It's okay.
Nope.
It's okay. As a matter of fact, Jeremy and Nate had you quickly discussing about quarterbacks wearing the number six. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield, thanks to Nate, you know, helping number six's case. And to me, I'm sitting over here going, I don't care what a player wears, because if you're bad, well, you're not going to have that number for very long.
I care
immensely.
You're
going to get cut, and then you're going to have to join another team, and you're not going to have that. Or you're awesome, and you make the number look cool because you're that good. And that's where I want to do this. I, luckily, or unluckily, I guess is the way I can phrase this, I am what they call a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
Millennials do have recollection of
the obscure sports player.
No, not the obscure sports player. How dare you with the player I was about to mention. But knowledge of the players that played in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge of them. I don't know how much I ever saw of Carl Mecklenburg of the Denver Broncos, but that was a linebacker wearing the number 77, and it was awesome.
Yeah, you showed me that, and I was like, cool, when was he drafted? Like, I need to know. Made complete sense. Round 12, Derek.
That's okay.
That is a modern day. Now, I no disrespect to the player. He was great. A four-time first-team All-Pro, whole thing.
Should be a Hall of Famer.
But he was given 77 because they're like, you're not making the team. Oh, you're making the team. You want to keep that?
So ready?
Okay,
there is a decision at the end of the day of he wants to keep that. So that's his selection. Bruce Smith, where's the number 78? Go ahead. Do it.
I'm getting there with edge rushers wearing numbers in the 70s. 50s I can get there because of the off-ball linebacker, pass rushing linebacker I can get there. It's not my favorite. I prefer what the Bills rookies did this year with their defensive line picks, which is all picks. They're all numbers in the 90s.
I'm glad that you took a step back.
But I am getting there. Well, because my guy, Kenneth Grant, wore number 77 in Michigan. I was cool with that.
Yeah. So I'm glad that our conversation out there has changed something for you.
Very little. Shuck and Jackson Dart are both wearing number six. By the way, it happened off air. I had to inform Nate of that, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he has mentioned that it takes a little bit away. Now that we've got all these guys wearing number six.
Yeah, because Tyler Shuck doesn't know how to spell his name proper to how it's pronounced.
It's bad. Luther Burden wearing 87. I mean, this is an epidemic.
It's not an epidemic.
No, Luther Burden, I can get on board with that.
Hang on. I got Justice Marshall, wide receiver from Carolina a few years ago, wearing a number in the 40s. What is happening?
Okay.
What number was it in the 40s? Number was it? Was it 47?
I think 47 or 46.
If it's 47, it's fine.
I love that chaos.
47 is a good number.
I don't care what it is. I love the chaos.
No.
I love the chaos.
87, though.
87 is a good wide receiver.
This is the only agent brain I have. Like, if I was a player's agent, I would sit them down and go, my guy, we have got to have kids buy your jersey. You've got to wear something that at least looks cool when they go to school.
If kids buy your jersey, it's because you're popular or good.
No, day one.
It's not because of a number.
I don't want little Timmy asking his dad in the car ride to, you know, wherever they're going to buy their jersey going, Dad, who's a great quarterback that wears six? And the dad with a 1,000-yard stare out on the highway going, playoff Mark Sanchez. It's all I got.
You're going to that's it.
You're
not even going to include Baker Mayfield.
No.
Really? Ready?
Come on.
If numbers mattered that much, Jared Allen would have the most popular jersey purchase of all time.
Yeah, all right. That one's a good one. I think a lot of
finally got it.
I think a lot of Minnesota Vikings fans have his number.
Yes, because he was good. Not because wearing the number 69 as a pass rusher was a smart idea.
They're aesthetically bad-looking numbers.
Yes.
We need to acknowledge that. I get good players make numbers, and you'll buy them, what have you.
Good players make unconventional numbers.
Josh Allen with number 17.
Josh Allen with number 17. Before that, it was Philip Rivers with his horrific-looking throwing motion, which absolutely has hurt his legacy. I will die on that hill.
I'm here for Jake DeLome's legacy, protecting
Jacob
that.
Jacob DeLome.
That was a starting Super Bowl quarterback.
So was Trent Dilfer. So is Kerry Collins.
Well, first of all,
that doesn't do much for me.
Yeah, but also, for a couple years, he was pretty fun in Carolina.
He had a great receiving core, by the way.
He did. Also, with a receiver that wore the number 87, Musin Muhammad.
I do not like
Come at me, bro.
Well, here's the thing, too. There are certain players that can wear the number. I didn't get to say this really on air, but like...
What do you mean there's certain players that can wear the number?
Taller receivers, what have you. Like, they can wear it. Like Eric Decker was, what, 6'3"? Like, there is an aesthetic to it. But Luther Burden being 6 foot and a fast guy wearing 87? God. Horrific.
No. No.
Terrible. See, 87 I can get on board with because, like, that's Gronk's number. Well, that's Kelsey's number. Like, that's a tight end number.
So, but the thing about it is,
yeah,
before
it's a tight
them,
end number.
It is.
It's before them. It's not exclusive to tight ends.
Sure,
numbers are just that. They're numbers.
But for the past 25 years, there's been a great tight end wearing that number,
and that is nobody's problem. For me, it is still a big old who cares.
The one thing I do,
because like, I remember a player like Reggie Wayne, sporting 87, and being one of the best receivers to do it. I don't look at his jersey and go, ugh, 87, gross.
The one thing I do give players credence for is
you
like,
do, if you and that's why we're doing this.
If you have a significant reason to have that number, then wear whatever you want.
Here's the problem. I don't necessarily care what a player's reason is, because you said they have to have a reason for it.
Well, for certain numbers, they might.
Certain numbers. All
Luther
numbers.
Burden the third wearing number 3 from Missouri. You know, that's kind of nice.
Exactly.
Yeah, but 3 is not available on the Giants, I don't think.
3 is not available on the Giants at the
Russell
moment.
Russell Wilson.
Well, Burden's on Chicago.
Oh, that's right.
Chicago number 3.
Why did By
we,
the way.
Why did we draw him up to New York
Update real quick. Terrence Marshall for Philadelphia wearing number 46. He will be cut.
Nope. I want it.
He's going to be cut.
I want this. And the reason, though, is this. Josh says there's a reason that players end up wearing numbers. Sometimes that number is given to you, and then you choose to make it great. Sometimes you choose a number because it does mean something to you. Sometimes you choose a number just out of happenstance of, why did I pick this number, but now I'm sticking with it?
Well, Josh Allen, for that, when he's talking about Y17 when he was at Wyoming, it was the number they gave him. It was a number that was available. He took it. I think he wore 12 at some point. He's worn 15, stuff like that.
I'll use a personal anecdote.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first number that I ever ended up with at 6 years old was the number 49. Not a normal number for a lot of people to pick.
Nah, it's pretty rough.
It's even funnier because... I ended up on the offensive line.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That said, throughout the rest of high school and everything like that, playing in football, I did not have the number 49.
Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't.
Yeah.
But then I gravitated back to it, and I didn't remember why. When I started playing hockey, I ended up on the number 49. Why? Because I found the jacket.
Oh.
The 6-year-old Derek jacket that has the number 49 on it. I was like, I'm going to pay homage to the first number I ever had playing any sort of organized sports.
Number 3 in Chicago, by the way, is retired.
Yeah, he can't have it.
Who is it?
Bronco Nagurski.
Yeah, no, he can't have
fullback,
that.
Fullback, okay. Linebacker, and tackle from 1930 to 1937.
Yeah, he can't have that.
Unretire it.
No.
I'm talking about the 1930s.
And only for 7 years, by the way.
You also hang.
Well, back then.
I feel like there's going to be a story to this, though.
There's
that
a college football award called the Nagurski Award. So both of you stop it right now.
I was like, there's definitely a story. There has to be a story to
both
this.
Both of you stop it right now.
There's got to be a story to this.
He's Canadian, by the way.
Oh, that's nice.
Canadian fullback.
Heck yeah.
Canadian fullback. There we go. Yeah.
That's the aesthetic that you want wearing number 3.
His name was not Bronco. That was his nickname.
Yeah.
Oh, that's upsetting.
His actual name is...
Your wife is holding your baby, Bronco.
Bronco.
That's the name I'm going with.
Bronislaw?
Bronislaw.
I'm probably butchering that.
That's
really sorry.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Bronislaw, maybe?
Bronislaw.
That's awesome.
I understand where...
Bronco comes in.
Bronco came in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But especially if you're a fullback. Come on.
But again,
That's so
Burden wearing 87. I love the choice. Why? Because he can make it cool.
Now, so on making your own number, I actually did want to get to this because there's been a bit of number hoopla.
Because you had a problem with this last draft.
Oh, yeah. I have a problem with it most drafts. But to
with a Bills player.
Keon Coleman wearing number zero. I still don't like it. But I do want to talk about that point real quick here because there has been some number hoopla, and it's with Abdul Carter, also of the Giants. He picked number 51. And I agree with that wholeheartedly of make your number your own. I joked right there that they should unretire the number. I don't actually mean that. If a number's retired, a number's retired. It's up to the fan, it's up to the team.
It was,
I think the New York Yankees have gone too far with it.
We got Bronislaw out of that discussion. So
yeah. But ultimately, if a number's retired, I don't love when players ask for it. I don't even really like that Cam Ward's wearing one in Tennessee for Warren Moon. Mm-hmm. Like they made this whole show. And if Moon's cool with it, fine. It's not my place to judge. But I didn't like that the moment Cam Ward's like brought out, they had Warren Moon walk out with a number one jersey. I was like, this feels staged. I don't know. I don't like this.
That was also a very clearly a hammered down behind the scenes discussion.
I just, like, I was feeling uncomfortable for Abdul Carter. You asked for two retired numbers, man.
Yeah.
Like the Lawrence Taylor one. Have some self-awareness, brother. Have some self-awareness to, like, that arguably is still the greatest defensive player of all time and is inarguably the greatest New York Giant of all time.
I was going to say, maybe at minimum, don't best come defensive in, player of Giants history.
Yeah. Maybe don't come in day one going, I want that number. And then to that point, don't pivot and go, cool, 56, I totally understand. How about 11?
11 was his college number.
11 is a number that some college programs do this. Penn State is one of them.
Yeah.
They give the best defender 11.
7 at LSU, I know, is typically the best player. I don't know if it's defensive, but it's best player.
USC does this with number one for their wide receivers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're going to miss Zachariah Branch going to Georgia.
So
they're going to miss him.
That's the thing is that like there are colleges that historically hand these numbers to players for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, do you start college with one thing and then they hand you the number? What do you do? Say no? Like Abdul Carter, you're being given the number 11. What are you going to do? Say no?
Yeah.
Which you could.
You could. College players
but
change the numbers
but
a
linebacker
lot.
But university, which gives number 11 to players that typically play linebacker, like Penn State used to be known as Linebacker U.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone to hand you
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
11, that's a big deal. That's why Parsons has it.
Yeah,
in Dallas.
Yeah, I just, I hated it. Like, and I like Carter as a prospect. I think he's going to be very good. I don't think
But it's
he's
a rough look for him.
It's a bad look because you went, he made a big deal out of asking for 56 and then made a big deal of asking for 11. And I think Phil Simms even said yes, but his family said no. I'm not 100% sure.
Which
on
also,
that.
Come on. Let's not do that.
Yeah, it
like, why has a family got to make a big deal about a person
right.
who. He's the one that
that says yes or no?
Hang on. This is going to sound really jerkish. Phil Simms is the one that wore it and made the career that he did out of that.
He gets the choice?
Yeah, he should have the say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why the family is able to make this decision for him on that. Like, I don't get that one.
Yeah, I don't love it. I just, but for me, with Carr, he ultimately, by the way, picked 51. Good number. That works for me.
I also think that
combination of the two numbers.
I think that's kind of what, I think that's what the plan was.
Because you can't go 16.
No. 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 But it's just like, I don't know, like, we haven't had to deal with this a lot, but like, I never watched Jim Kelly play. But if Allen had come in, seventh overall pick, high pick, coming and went,
asked for 12.
I want to wear 12. It would have really rubbed me the wrong way day one. And it's a very small thing, but there is that level of decorum, of self-awareness, of realizing I haven't done squat in the league. Great college career for Abdul Carter, I'm talking. Great college career. Mm-hmm. A lot of great college players that never done anything in the NFL. A lot of Heisman winners that weren't even high draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I am for make the number your own. Don't go for someone else's retire number or anything like that. I'm cool with that. I want it to look good. And I want myself to go there and go, all right, yeah, that looks clean. There's a nice aesthetic to it. I think six for a quarterback is, I think six overall is not a great jersey number. I don't think it looks very good. That's just me. But yeah, like the Abdul Carter thing, I've been thinking about it a lot. I talked a little bit about it earlier this week on the nightcap, but just, I don't know, it really kind of bothered, and I like Carter, but I'm like, you went for two of them?
That is, you need to know the franchise that you've been selected to.
And let's not act like you're surprised the Giants picked you. It kind of been rumbling for a few weeks.
Yes, so as a matter of fact, you were the betting favorite to be that. But have that awareness once you are selected by the team. Do a quick study. Or have your agent do the quick study. And he comes back to you and goes, dude, you can't have these numbers here. I also do think that sometimes we see sports franchises, some franchises, retire too many numbers.
I mentioned the Yankees. I think the Yankees have gone a little bit too far with that.
There's some quiet chatter about even the Sabres mm-hmm. having done so.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember the minute that Aaron Dell showed up,
As
a backup goalie, and he wanted number 30. And
it was loud.
He very quickly changed to 80.
It lasted a day. I mean, it lasted a day. That was about it.
It might have lasted 12 hours.
Yeah. Yes.
So
it was quick.
But that just tells you something. And that number was not even formally retired yet. That was another instance.
Mm-hmm.
That said, there are some teams that retire too many of them. And it's like, mm-hmm. you may need to let go of some of the past at this point.
Well, and that's my thing, too. You retire all-time greats, not just in your team, of the sport. Mm-hmm. Like, I am getting there where I think no other Bills player is ever going to wear 17. I think most of us can kind of comfortably say that.
You say that now, but we're having this discussion.
Yeah.
Well, so it's absolutely going to happen.
But it's absolutely
someone's going to ask for it.
But I think it's got to be, like, all-time great done. Like, no Chief is ever going to wear number 15 again.
No, they're going to retire.
They're not. 87, same thing. But both are inarguably all-time great players at their respective positions.
Right.
And that's where I think, like, I know there's ring of honors for certain teams and stuff like that. And yes, it's for your specific team. But yeah, like, I do think there are some circumstances where I'm like, okay, he made like three Pro Bowls. Like, what are we doing here? Come on. Let's not do that. There's only so many numbers we can go to. And if we're being honest, sport's going to go on a lot longer.
The sport is going to go on longer than the people that were of its past.
And like, that's always been my joke with the Yankees. Like, we're going to get to a point where, like, what are their rosters going to look like? Now, because of how, I mean, they're going to retire 99. You know that's going to happen.
So let's actually reference this back to Bronislaw.
Mm-hmm.
Bronco Nagurski. Number 3 is retired on the Bears.
Yep.
But he played in the 30s. It is because of the impact that Nagurski had on the sport itself.
Yes.
Why that will stay there. But at the same time, a modern fan can challenge. Nobody or very few people were alive to watch him play at this point.
And I'll argue, too, probably when you get to that 100-year mark, which we're getting close to, we're getting close to it, teams will be like, you know what? We'll pave way to the next generation.
And there's,
you know, we'll honor
be...
him, but you know, three will be offered again.
Yeah, I am of the like that, like, because of that specific player, I was like, hold your phone real quick, because I knew you were going in on that about Burden. But I had to politely tell you to.
It was like the moment I said, I'm like, there's got to be a story there.
I
could not think of the name.
The minute I heard Nagurski, I'm like, no, they're not getting rid of that. And then we found out his name is Bronislaw.
Bronco. I'm a little disappointed that out of the womb his parents weren't like, that's Bronco right there.
That's Bronco.
That's Bronco. It's so good.
Put it on the birth certificate. Slap it on there.
Bronco.
Bronco.
It's also because I know too many like new parents that have like joked around with the fun names, but then always go to like the safer option.
To reel this back in.
Name your kid Anakin. Have conviction. Let's go.
Name your kid Anakin.
You brought it up. Let's do it.
Please clip that.
And they don't do it. And they don't. And then I'm the bad guy for bringing it up at Thanksgiving, going, not Anakin. Interesting. I'm the bad guy.
I'm the bad guy. No, he is.
Right.
But to reel this back in. You are way too corrective about numbers in the NFL.
No, someone needs to be.
I, for one, love the fact that a punter is wearing 32. That's awesome.
Well, I mean, that's funny.
I love a wide receiver wearing 46.
I'd see.
That's cool.
Could you imagine your own thing. Could you imagine him catching a pass?
Yes.
Seton.
Very easily.
You're going to say this, but
he got drafted because they think he can catch a pass.
This is Terrace Marshall. He's a few years ago with Carolina. This is his last stop, likely.
Then they signed him because they think he can catch a pass.
If he catches a pass for Philadelphia this year, if you watch it, if you see it, I know you.
Philadelphia wearing 46.
Outwardly,
I love it.
Outwardly, you'll be thrilled for him. Internally, you'll be like, that's vile.
No, it's not. I will not think that at all.
I can't. Look at the aesthetic, Derek. It's bad.
The aesthetic is what you make it.
No. There is a healthy balance there.
No.
And
I want Marshall to get like 500 yards.
Our number crisis is way overbalancing it. It's not good.
I want Terrence Marshall to get 500 yards now.
I'll stop watching the sport if that happens.
No, you won't.
I will change careers.
No, you won't.
I can't have
that. No, you won't.
I cannot stand for that.
Either
that or I'm going to become his biggest hater, which is hard for me to say. I liked about LSU.
I mean,
he was the third receiver of that group. But
now I need him to get 500 yards. Like, I need oxygen.
I don't. 803-0550, the number to call. We had a little bit of fun there. We're going to get ready for a Bills rookie minicamp, which is beginning today. It'll run through Saturday. We'll be joined by Sal Capaccio after this quick timeout. But real quick, as we lead into that, the Bills have announced they have signed the following draft picks to four-year contracts. Landon Jackson, Jordan Hancock, Jackson Hawes, Dorian Strong, Chase Lutt, and Caden Prather. We'll get more on the Bills rookies as minicamp will begin today with Sal Capaccio following this quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.